back to another edition of Mindful Monday, Semester 2. What distracts us from the present, oftentimes, of our minds living in the presence of being present here, is oftentimes that we don't want to accept whatever it is, or whatever the situation is that we've spoken about in the past. People have different reasons for fleeing from the moment, for fleeing from what's happening right now. One of the ways to enter into the moment is through the faculty of thanks, of todah, of thanks, of modeani, which is how the petach of our day, the pasuk in Mizmor LeToda, that we say every day in Shacharis, it says Bo She'arav B'Toda, B'Soda, enter his gates with thanks. Now, on one hand, you can think of it just as a very religious-sounding connotation, like, you know, praise the Lord as we walk in the gates. But the notion that entering is a gate. Thanking is a gate. That our experience can be broadened. And Dr. Benji, on page 151, in Living in the Presence, explains that there's a way into life, born out of my medical studies, of being thankful. And I want to dwell a little bit on that thankfulness and see how that thankfulness can be a petach, can be a door, can be an entryway. An entryway into our life. Because the truth is that our ability to thank and to accept and to thank really can be a gateway into a really full life. If I'm constantly fleeing from the moment, if I'm constantly fleeing from an experience that I don't want to have, or being in a situation where I don't want to be in, it'll be incredibly painful, incredibly distressing situation to be living in. If you've ever been in a situation where you don't want to be in an uncomfortable situation, like, well, one of my kids who would say when a situation feels awkward, they'll say, you know, it's awkward, that's because it's awkward. So feeling that awkwardness, so that obtuseness, makes you feel uncomfortable. If you've ever been in a situation like that, for example, I've told this story, I'm probably not here, but when I was in high school, in ninth grade, for some reason, the way that they did tracking in my high school, I went to Oceanside High School, public high school, like 600 or so people in a grade, and, you know, so for some reason or another, however it worked out, my English class was taught by the football coach, right, and The introduction to the class was that the students would say to the English teacher, "Yo, Coach Luisi," right? So that's how we started English. "Yo, Coach Luisi." He would come in, you know, carrying like three milk crates on his shoulder, like with files in them, and you know that most of the English class started with the phrase "yo," like, and it wasn't Spanish. Spanish "yo" makes sense, but English not so much so. And I was thinking, how in the world did I get into like football English? What am I doing here? And in my ninth grade mind, I was so upset about the fact that I was put into football English. I really couldn't get over it. It was very, very distressing to me. Like, how could I be here? It's very, very sad. Like, well. And at the end of the day, you know, looking back at it after, as my wife would say, only 5 years later, with a much more mature mind, how silly that was. But the notion of me feeling like I'm out of place and I don't want to be here and I don't like this made every moment excruciating. You know how it is when you psych yourself out in preparation for the dentist. I don't know if maybe some people don't have this experience, and anybody whose parents or their career goal is to be a dentist, you know, should forgive me. But for me, I sort of psych myself out about going to the dentist. It's never really as bad as I think it's going to be, but still I psych myself out for it. Or any experience that you're dreading, your mind makes it harder, makes it worse, because you start to activate that fight or flight syndrome. You start to activate that syndrome that I'm prepping for the worst. This is going to be horrible, and every step is a million years. Or there's certain classes that are like that also, which is going on forever. I feel like this is never going to end, because I'm constant. I am consciously trying to push this moment out of my life. I'm fighting with this existence. And because I'm fighting with this existence, every moment is that fight. So the opposite then becomes the Sha'arei Todah, right? The Sha'arei Todah, Sha'arei Todah, the gates of thankfulness. The gates of what we call, they call it in radical acceptance. But this is even a beginning of just thankfulness. Instead of feeling that everything is horrible, every point that we can be thankful for, and as a result, our mode ani, our every moment, our first moment of the day, we try to frame it with the word todah. I'm here. I'm cognizant, and I'm thankful. I'm happy. This is here. I'm happy about this. Now, might not be happy about every single thing, but you'll find plenty of things to say thank you for. Thank you for this breath. Thank you for this moment of being. It's brought a number of different svarim. In my mind, it sticks out most for Rav Huttner. The fact that todah means to thank also means vidoy, and it also means hoda'ah. Right, there's a very funny language family connection. There's a better word for it in English. I'm just drawing a blank. But there's a shoresh in Hebrew. There's a bad connection between the word to thank, lehodot, right, and also to admit, lehodot, and also to admit, like vidoy, to confess. It's also lihivadot, right? To say vidur. All of them are an admission. And what's the admission? The admission is that I own this fact. I'm with this fact. I couldn't do this without the hoda'ah is admitting. Normally, a person thinks, like Simon and Garfunkel had a famous song. Sounds of Silence, which has become famous again recently, but I'm a rock, I'm an island, and a rock never cries, an island feels no pain. I don't need anybody, I don't need anything. The notion, I'm a rock, I don't need anything or anyone. I'm independent, I'm totally independent. So when a person can be mode, when they can thank and they can admit, they open themselves up to say, you know what, I'm not invincible, and I don't need to be invincible. I don't have to be entirely self-sufficient on myself. I'm a person who needs, and I own that. I don't have to, I don't have to feel like it's me against the world. By opening that sense of thanks, and that I couldn't do it without. Whenever someone does something for you and you say thank you, it's not just to be nice. It's literally saying that I couldn't have done that, have made it through without you. I couldn't have done this without you. And to the edifice of my self-reliant ego, I say, you know what? I don't have to be the person who can do it all by themselves. It's not necessary. And that's an admission. Right, it's an admission, which is a very, very powerful statement. Is to say, I couldn't have done it without you. And then when we zoom out as Jews, we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, I thank you. because I couldn't have done it without you. And all of the different pieces, all of the different parts of my world. And it starts with the beginning of Modani, right? It starts with this very, very, very beginning of thanks. And of course, it's funny that we are called Jews. It's funny if you think about it. Why are we called Jews? You know, there are 12 tribes. You know, we could be from Binyamin, and already from the time of Purim, from the Megillah, the peoples referred to as Jews. We still could be called Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Benos Yisrael. But for some reason, they're still called Jews, right? We called Hebrews, Ivrim, Bnei Yisrael. But for some reason, a Jew seems to stick. Why? Because by nature, what our Ofi is supposed to be along that line of Yehuda, who's named Yehuda because of that idea of thankfulness. Whose mother said, you know, I couldn't have done this without God either. I couldn't have, you know, this not Yehuda, Hapam Azor Odet Hashem. This time I'm going to thank Hashem. Why? Because I received more than I even thought that I deserved. Rashi says, do the math with four mothers, and for some reason there was a prophecy of 12 tribes. If each prayer, 12 divided by 4 equals 3, and this is a fourth son, so this is more than my portion. And more than my portion, to constantly be in that feeling of this is more than I deserve. And that's that notion of being modeh. So when a person opens their eyes in the morning and says modeh ani, it's to say, no, do you know what? This breath is already more. This breath is already more than my world. Thank you. Thank you for this breath. And the Yehudi is personified by that notion of thank you. And there's a very, very long, kind of long, discourse by the last Lubavitcher Rebbe, where he has a treatment of Modeh Ani, which is beautiful, where he says that, you know, the entire idea of Modeh Ani really is there to replace the fact that back in the days of the Gemara, we used to say Elokai when we would wake up. But nowadays, because of different practical considerations, we don't say Modeh Ani exactly when we don't say Elokai exactly when we wake up. We actually we say Modeh Ani, and then later we say it. And the truth is that Modeh Ani is just a kitsur. It's really just an abbreviated form of Elokai. And Elokai, we say Kadosh Baruch Hu, you placed into me a pure neshama. It's unsullyable. It's pure. There's nothing, no mistake that we touched on before. No mistake that I can make that's ever going to sully that. You breathed it into me. You filled me with it. At one point in time, you'll take it from me and then return it to me. At the end of days, when we stand up for Tchias HaMesim, this idea of Tchias HaMesim is the same idea, right? The notion that, by all means, it seems like life should be over, and then life is going to start again. And that's more than I can imagine, more than I can guess. And even the waking up that we do in the morning, Chazal saw it fit to that we make this bracha, Machazir Neshamos Lefigari Mesim, that we say, God, thank you for Tchias HaMesim. Right? That's supposed to be the beginning of our day. Thank you for Tchias HaMesim. That's a pretty funny thing to start, right? But the idea is that when we wake up, he says to a certain extent that's a little bit of a Tchias HaMesim. It's a little bit of coming back to life. It's a little bit of coming back to life in that way that we were non-functional, you know, in the class, in the awakening sort of source of our way. And suddenly, we're functional. Suddenly we're alive again. So God, I thank you for this Tchias HaMesim. I know there's going to be bigger Tchias HaMesim as well. So what we can do, you know, to sort of remind ourselves of that, and it's very hard because we get into our routine. Maybe it's just me. Maybe you're experiencing the same feeling as well. I remember Mode Ani after I've been up, I've decided whether or not I'm hitting the alarm. I'm like, okay, what time is it? Do I have to wake up Shimi? Oh yeah, Mode Ani Lefanecha. But I don't know if you experience the same thing. Maybe you only remember after Negel Vasser, right before coffee, maybe after coffee you remember. But the idea is trying to bring to mind this thank you about the first breath. Why? Because this first breath is fantastic, the first breath of that day. That first breath of my beginning, of the beginning of the day. So, wow. And to sort of set the course of that thank you, of looking for that, all the good, the revealed good that's coming into my life. And I hadn't planned on saying it, but it struck me when I was sitting here that there's an interesting Sfas Emes, it's a Chiddush HaRim, also that there are 100 silver sockets in the building of the Mishkan. Now, people have Mishkanophobia. As to a very, very detailed, how they say in nowadays, TLDR, right? TLDR, too long, didn't read. Mishkan, most people would say the Mishkan, and most of Vayikra, TLDR. But just this one fascinating concept. There's this thing called a socket, and the Adanim. The Adanim are these, like when we built the Sukkah, there were these pieces that sort of link two poles together, really help construct the courtyard. Construct your entire area, the reka, the area, the courtyard of the Mishkan. There are 100 of these little silver sockets. It says Chiddush HaRim that this parallels the 100 brachas a person is supposed to say over the course of the day. Why is that? Because when I'm constantly looking in that way of thank you, right? Looking for thanks. Of being cognizant. Well, we'll do this exercise next week. I put it in my thing, my phone over here to remind me to try to eat mindfully. And we'll work this into a whole Tu B'Shvat Torah. But this idea of eating mindfully, a bracha reminds me that I'm going to have pleasure and enjoy this right now. Birkas Anen, and I'm going to enjoy something. It's going to pass through my lips. I'm going to feel it on my lips. I'm going to feel it on my tongue and my teeth. And you know, the sushi is going to sort of smush, savor that feeling, the smush. If I'm concentrating on the experience of eating, right, that experience of that and eating mindfully, so the bracha is also part of that mindful experience. I'm going to say, wow, there's a source of everything, that now this is here. And wow, I'm paying attention to what's happening. I'm paying attention to this thing. Normally, like we said, Americans, we sort of like look for as much food as we can have. And we can get, go to a shmorg, how much can you pile on the plate? There's no knife, of course. And try, how am I supposed to eat? You pile on and then see how quickly we can make it back to the table again. But to eat each piece mindfully, right, it's a different eating experience. So, and the framing from that is todah. The framing, right? What are adanim? The adanim means I've made a courtyard. I've made space. I've created space. Each one of these sockets, right? If I just put up these two chopsticks, they'll fall over. But the adanim, the sockets, hold them together. So if I have those boards, they put all together. What holds all of the walls up? The sockets. It's what makes the space. These brachos, Chiddush HaRim says, creates the space. Again, it's these Shari Toda. It's a gateway into a different way of living. It's a gateway. Ba'ushara b'toda. You can get in through the Toda. You can walk in through the Toda. So I start my day. My day begins with this gate of Toda, this gate of thank you. So, first thing which I'd like to do for our exercise is we're going to close our eyes again, sort of calm ourselves down, draw our attention. You know, we don't have to do this every time we want to do something mindfully, it just helps. Right? If you want to do anything mindfully, to pay attention to something, the truth is that we can really just start to focus. But a lot of times our brains are all over the place. So like sort of causing ourselves to shut out some of the stimuli and then focus on breathing can help us start feeling and thinking a little bit more mindfully. So breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathe in through your nose out through your mouth. Breathe in through your nose again. Out through your mouth. The ascension of the ribcage, is your ribcage moving up and down when you're breathing? Think about that. Focus on your breathing in your chest a little bit. Can you feel your lower back pressing against the back of the chair? Are you sensing something there? What do your shoulder blades feel like right now? Are they tight or are they loose? What do you feel with your fingertips right now? Okay, now I'd like you to again breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. The next breath, I'd like you to feel what it's like in your rib cage. Without the air, and fill your ribcage full of air. Now as you're letting go, feel that release, and think or say, Toda, Toda, thank you. Thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for the breath. Breathe in through your nose, and out through your mouth, Toda. Atana fachtabi, you blew it into me. I put it there the first time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Toda. Thank you for the breath. Toda. Machazir neshamot. Right? It's funny. The word for soul means breathing. Ninshom, ninshof. Breathe in, breathe out. Neshama, nefesh. Breathe in. Ninshof, breathe out. The breath is Toda. Count each breath. Breathe in through your nose. Breathe out through your mouth. Toda. And let your brain just go. And think to yourself the first thing that comes to your mind and say Toda. Toda for the sushi. Toda for the opportunity to sit around the table and breathe. Next time we're going to make a bracha, imagine what it's going to feel like on your tongue, on your teeth, on your mouth, or maybe in your stomach. Say Toda. So try to think that Toda in the bracha. Breathe in through your nose. And through your mouth. Think about what you want to say Toda for next. First thing that comes to mind, say Toda. Everything that we have, which is good in life, and you can go and you can say Toda. The more you say Toda for things, studies bear this out, the better you feel about it. The less you feel on edge, the more you feel taken care of. Toda for the chair. And it sounds a little funny, it sounds a little corny. But actively try to thank. Be mindfully thanking. Make the brachot. Actively thanking. It's a gate. It's a gateway. Breathe in through your nose. Imagine yourself going through that gateway. As you breathe out, go through that gateway of Toda. Toda. pulling me through into a different way of looking things, making that space of the adanim, of todah. Try to remind yourself of what this morning was like when you first opened your eyes. If you can walk backward in your mind a little bit, just a little bit, walk backward in your mind, it helps take a breath. Let it out. Walk backward in your mind. Remember what it was like the first thing in the morning. Imagine saying Todah. Modeh ani. Modeh ani. Todah. Take a minute or two. When you're ready, you can open your eyes if you want. Scribble by the blank lines that I left for you, or maybe on the side of the page if that works better. Anything that might have come to mind. Maybe even take the sheet home and put a pen by your bed and think about what your first Todah thought is as you wake up in the morning. Thank you all for coming. We'll see you next week.